number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figures of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Buzz, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville.
We'll see you there, baby.
Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Listening to the radio today, I heard a radio contest here in L.A., but it doesn't matter where you are. All radio contests sound exactly the same. Your lucky caller number 7.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
I'm serious. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
This one. Whatever the hell it is.
Those people have no shame or humility. There's no rule that says you have to love the station you won on. If I won a contest, I'd be completely honest. You just won $1,000. What's your favorite radio station?
Well, I jump around a lot. I like the Spanish one. And this one's pretty good. What station is this anyway? I just had it on Seek.
The Don and Mike Show.
True.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Whoa, look out, look out!
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Cut the jibber jabber. Shut up!
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what's happening here. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Radio gods, what's going on? I am the guy who did the Scatter the Monkey entry for the YouTube contest.
Oh, that was a great one. Yeah. Boy, great one.
Really, we were torn between the Batman one and yours. If yours didn't have a monkey throwing feces... You probably could have gotten it on regular TV.
And you know, it's funny. I didn't get to hear that because I didn't hear the whole show Monday because of the Jewish holiday. Hi, Rob.
Rob is telling us to cut the call now.
I actually heard from the point where you already narrowed it down to 2, so I just figured I didn't make it. But
no.
Today I heard that you couldn't use me because of the feces. So I was just calling to say... I just appreciate you giving us the opportunity.
How many times have you heard that before, sir? And you just couldn't use it because of the feces.
Because of those pesky feces.
But I've been listening to you guys.
What wrong? Was this a collect call?
Because he's a Jew?
I mean, it could be. I don't know. I'm not drawing any conclusion.
Let it go.
I just like to, you know, do some accounting.
There he goes.
Anyway, that was a good. That was a really good entry, and if not for the feces.
I mean, really, how do you do it? I mean, do you do a lot of animation? Is that your line of work?
Yeah, I'm an animator in the D.C. area, and I did it at home, off hours. I've never contributed to the show one bit, and I've always listened. Since I was about 9 years old, so
well,
I decided to, that's the way maybe I'd contribute, but.
Well, you know, you did capture the spirit of the show. Even though we can't use it, we sure love the one you did.
And it's still up on YouTube, everybody, so you should still go see it. The one with Scatter the Monkey throwing his feces.
and ironically, you came in number 2.
There you go.
That's Rob.
Quiet.
But if you ever need any animation for anything on your website, anything funny that you're just throwing around, don't hesitate to call me.
No, I like our website just the way it is. Both thank you for the call. Both Mike and I are in agreement that as long as our website looks like it came out in 1990, we're happy because then we're only 16 years behind the curve.
And that for us is doing pretty well, don't you think?
Was there a website in 1990?
Probably not.
Was there? Sure, there was an internet in 90. Yeah, like
not 90.
Wasn't there like CompuServe in?
There was chat rooms. You could get online and, like, chat in rooms. I don't know if there was a net, though.
Were there websites in 90? I don't think so. Hmm. Why am I thinking 1992?
You'd have to ask Alvin Gore.
It seems to me, I remember, you know, I remember stuff from places that I lived,
yeah.
Houses that we lived in Gaithersburg, And it's since 85, since I was working with you. It was our second house, so it had to be close to 1990. We had CompuServe.
CompuServe was the first big one.
Phone line? Is that how it hooked up?
Who knows? Frida hooked it up. Who knows how it was hooked up? It was just slow as hell.
Right.
And I was fascinated by the fact, you know, like, I remember saying to Frida, one of my great, great observations, this will never catch on because you must be able to read and write to use this tool.
Right.
And people in America are too stupid to read and write that the internet will never catch on.
My memory of it was not, I didn't say it wouldn't catch on. I just realized it was so complex to me. The idea when you started hearing because what they used to call it, the World Wide Web. And I'm like, what is this? And it will people that knew what they were talking about
Why is it a web?
Exactly. And then we said, this is going to revolutionize the way we do everything. And that is what I thought was kind of a lofty claim.
Yes.
That they were saying, this will change the way the world is. And I'm like, all right, you know, I mean, look, that's like saying, yeah, cell phones, that's one thing. But this is going to change the way, and look what it's done. I mean, it is. Nobody lives the same way.
But even though we have all this stuff now, seriously, who wants to watch the Gilmore Girls on their telephone?
I agree with that.
I don't.
I agree with that because the screen is too small.
I love all things television. I would love, in theory, I love nothing better than the thought that even if I never watched it, I'd be able to have a TV. Do you know on the car that I just got rid of, the car that had the bad memories because of the bicyclist that ran into me, one of the things that they commented on was that the DVD player had never been used and that the plastic was still
on the screen.
Now, the car had 32,000 miles on. I had the car for over three and a half years.
That's what I call clean.
And, well, no, not clean. It was simply, it was an option I had to have.
Right.
It was like I said, oh, I got to have a DVD player.
Right.
And then I realized, how am I ever going to watch a DVD? I'm always driving.
Right.
And on the occasion that...
DVD for the back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
On the occasion that someone else wanted to drive and say, would you want to see a movie? I would always say, no, we get there faster when I drive.
Boy, I'm amazed that you never popped one in when the grandkids were in town.
Yeah.
You know what they had? They came with their own little thing,
portable,
so I figured...
Their little portable units?
Why get their little grubby hands all over my pristine, never-been-used, factory-installed waste of money? They saw me coming. They probably still are laughing about the last car they sold me.
Do you have one in the new one that you have?
No.
You don't have
not.
One?
Oh. All right, do not. I do not. Although I think the navigation system plays DVDs, but you got to be sitting.
Well, you know, I think the next innovation, which is probably already out there, wireless cable TV.
There is
well, seriously,
satellite.
I mean, it's the same. It's satellite.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, if you're on a, for example, we used to go up to New York on the train all the time. We bring our DVDs and watch them. I'd like to have, like, one of those little machines that you sit there and over the air, you get your cable channels, like your DirecTV.
Right.
That they don't have that yet, do they?
No, they don't.
You can't do that.
Very soon, I think.
Too many tunnels, though, right? You get satellite.
Airplanes, what is it? JetBlue has the satellite?
Are we sounding as old as we sound?
We're stupid, aren't we?
We are. Are we sounding dumb or old or both?
Yes. Hello.
You only sound old if you say you'd like to look at cable TV.
I want to look at the cable.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
Hey, I wanted to comment. I've seen on the last 2 weeks, on a new show called Brothers and Sisters. Unfortunately, my wife makes me watch it, but it's pretty sissy. But I saw on the first week they said asshat, and on the second week they called their gay brother a gay. And I just wondered, I wonder if these people are listening to Don and Mike.
Of course they are. Course. We're influencing all of them.
Is that show about black people?
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Do you think that's quality programming? Yes.
I think you're an ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I didn't even follow what was going on there.
No.
He didn't like me. That
Hello.
Was it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, yo, you're on the air. Hello.
How's it going, fellas?
Yo.
How you doing, fellas?
Come on, I'm speaking to you as a black man. Yo.
I had a question to ask you, Don, but I just pulled it back.
Hold on, let me just stop this.
I can't hear him, and I'm deaf.
I believe this could be your finger guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the finger guy.
Oh, okay.
Totally not the finger guy.
Really?
Yes.
What exactly can we do for you today?
How many necks can a redneck read if a redneck can read redneck?
No, no, see, you can't be doing that stuff, or we're going to have to get you. We've already got your phone number. So what town does your mom live in, or are you going to be permanently banned from calling the show?
She lives in Psychoville.
Okay, no, she don't. No, she don't live in Psychoville. She
Man, I didn't even get a chance to say what up.
Okay, Don, I remember what I want to tell you.
Oh, what's
Don, that? I remember.
Yes, what's that?
I remember.
I am calling from Negro Bar, California.
What?
From where?
Look it up on the internet. Look it up on the internet. Negro Bar, California.
Buzz, would you look up Negro Bar, California?
Google.
I'm all over it.
I've never.
That would be Negrobar, California.
That's right.
Is it one word, or is it one word, or is two words? Rob's Dream.
Two words.
Rob's Dream, up. like Archie Google. Bunker's place.
I would hate that. Google right
it.
There.
Negro Bar.
Now, Negro Bar, California.
Near Wholesome.
Yes.
Or there's a campground there, the Negro Bar Campground. But yeah, it's in Folsom, California.
Or is it some type of energy bar?
There's a Negro Bar State Park. I would venture to say that we are definitely in the land of mispronouncing that name. It is Negro Bar.
Yeah, and it's Spanish.
Bar.
What does bar mean Negro in Spanish?
Okay,
what's
Mike?
That?
What does bar mean in Spanish?
I'm not sure, but, you
is
know.
Is it one word or two, Buzz?
Two words.
Two words.
I think of names like Escobar, you know,
right.
and that
words.
And such.
Roseanne
That's
bar.
One word, though. What's that?
Escobar, one word.
Is the park
Negro
two words?
Negro Bar, as you pronounce it.
Open
it's
bar.
Two words.
It's two words?
Two words.
Negro Bar.
Yeah, each capital.
How many necks can a redneck read if a redneck read red?
Oh, would you stop him with that, please? The only reason you're still on the phone is that you've amused us with your city of origin.
Methinks that the name of the park is perhaps Spanish in origin.
Yeah.
The Indians used to have it a long time ago.
The Indians had it?
Yes.
Feathers or dots?
Does anybody remember that white guy who used to play with the San Antonio Spurs? Vinny Del Negro.
Yes.
It was,
yes.
Or maybe it was Del Negro, but they
Del
called
Negro.
Him. They called him Del Negro.
Sounds like a DJ name.
I was trying to get in when you guys were talking about Rent a Negro, and I couldn't get in to tell you guys it was actually a place called Negro Bar.
Okay, gotcha. Well, your message has been received.
And thank you so much for the limerick.
Who he?
Or the riddle, or whatever it was. There it goes.
Right.
The tongue twister. Thank you, Rob, the tongue twister.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're
hey,
on
Mike.
The air.
Yes.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Don, you too. There is a gadget that lets you watch your cable anywhere you want as long as you have internet.
Is it called?
I have it, and I can watch my NFL ticket anywhere I want.
Is it called the power antenna?
No, it's called the sling box.
Oh, I've seen ads for that thing.
Buzz
sure,
has it.
You have it, the sling box.
Like it's sling box.
Oh,
I used to have one of those. Mama never slept at night.
That's a squeeze box.
Oh, all right. I'm terribly sorry. Once again, demonstrating my advanced age.
Bar is bar.
I know what it is. It's that movie that we were talking about with Billy Bob Thornton. Sling box.
Sling box.
That's
what exactly
it
what it is. Right.
Me and French fried potatoes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know you can get satellite TV in a car.
Well, yeah. Now everyone's telling me.
I've seen ads for this. Right. Maybe I've even shown my buddies here at work. I know I've shown Buzz an ad from a magazine that has a satellite that you put on, like, top of your SUV.
Right.
And the ad has, of course, a car that's, like, in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Where the guy is sitting out and watching a football game with all the comforts of home.
Can you do it while you drive, or do
yes.
you have to be stationary?
Because
you see it all the time.
If it's on an RV, you can do it while you drive.
Like, for instance, on the Madden bus.
Right.
You know, he's got, like, three satellite dishes because as you move, the satellites pick up the coordinates as you move.
And if you have the only way that, and you mentioned tunnels, that's where you would block the signal. But if you have unobstructed view, that's why I like Grand Canyon. Probably be perfect.
Sure.
TV that fades out when you go under a bridge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Jay in Folsom, and there is Negro Bar here, but it's not a city. It's just a park.
Ooh-hee.
Okay.
Now,
in
Spanish, Negro means black, and Bar means buffet. So apparently, in Spanish, Negro Bar means black buffet.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Lasagna.
Black buffet.
That's on the Negro Bar?
Would be the literal translation.
Lasagna.
That's a, you know, they're. Sometimes it's just too many, as Andy Rooney would say. Too many.
Never too many.
Too many.
Mm.
You know, everyone's writing their own jokes right now.
Hello there.
No one's saying them.
Right. Not Mike's show.
Not me.
I'm close.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know about Negro Bar. It's not a town. It's actually a state park.
Well, you're the third person that's told us that.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
It's in Folsom.
Yes, yes, near Sacramento. And that's why I wonder how many, seriously, how many calls Joe is getting about it right now.
That's all we're going to get. We are actually going to change the topic and take a break.
Okay.
You got to go to the Black Buffet?
Sure do. I'm going to the Negro Bar tonight. That's going to be the site of our next Las Vegas-style show. Our Reno-style show, the Negro Bar.
I can't wait. It'll be fantastic.
You, Rob. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head ass.
Stop. That's not funny.
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Right, T. You're absolutely right.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
I don't even know if you qualify as a Negro. Little Richard, I don't know. You know, and I took the time to watch the opening. Little Richard made me think of this. I took the time to watch the opening of Monday Night Football this week with the singing.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for some football?
Right.
For the big-time production that ESPN is making out of this, they have got every goddamn has-been and never was. For instance, you have in this quote-unquote all-star band, of course, Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
And then Little Richard.
Right.
And then I noticed Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Wow.
And,
we're getting obscure.
Somebody even more, what's his name? From The Sopranos. Yeah, the guy with Bruce Springsteen.
All right.
He's there, of course, with his freaking bandana on.
Right.
He's
wearing his rock and roll uniform.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith is there. But,
so they couldn't get Bruce Springsteen or Steven Tyler.
No, but there are three or four more. If you look at the shot where Rick Nielsen gets some camera time,
right?
You know, that's what I said. That's the guy from Cheap Trick. Like, with the
does anybody have any idea? I mean, if you weren't like a DJ and you didn't know music, could anybody really identify the guy?
Rick Nielsen? No,
I mean, Perry maybe, Stevie Van Zandt. You know,
Joe, I would say recognizing them really. Joe Perry's way down on the scale, man. If you put Joe Perry's pictures up and said to people, who's that?
Right.
Now, people might say it's Johnny Depp or some
would
movie.
Would the Nielsen guy be easily identified?
Less than Joe Perry, I would think.
Well, then why the hell are they putting him on TV?
Little Richard gets recognized because of the Geico ad now. I mean, that's the only reason.
Well, and Little Richard. Little Richard is Little Richard.
He is swishy.
And about Monday Night Football, for those of you listening to us around the country, not to make this totally sports-oriented, because we had Charlie Casserly on for a while, Kornheiser wrote something today in the Post. I myself get mad at the fact the Washington Post gives him a quarter page 3 days a week, and he writes absolutely nothing except a commercial for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote something today that's absolutely true. It has of course, because he only writes about 300 words,
right.
He has to take the rest of the space and put a big, gigantic picture of something. It's a big half-page picture of Mr. Potato Head. And Tony Kornheiser wrote that he thinks Andy Reid looks like Mr. Potato Head. And that...
Did he put a baseball cap on it?
Yeah, it was just a regular Mr. Potato Head. It had a picture of Andy Reid next to it. Mm-hmm. And he wrote that he thought about saying it during the game, but he's not doing it, and that his friends are telling him that he's not being like he is on PTI or like he was in his newspaper columns. So on one hand, it's great that he is realizing this. On the other hand, Mr. Tony, give us what we want. I mean, what you wrote today in the newspaper was absolutely true. You're a suck-ass on Monday Night Football. Be the old man grump sourpuss that you are.
Do you know what I think he's never done? I'm sure he's covered a few locker rooms in his day, but he probably has never done what those broadcast teams all do. You know how they
go? Gotta go face-to-face.
They go to training camp. They gotta sit down with the guys, he's gonna have to pay the piper if he says something like that.
Here's the first sign. I know that for years he's pounded on Brian Billick. You know, the professor from Baltimore.
Right.
And he had to go up there and do a fake game when they were practicing.
Oh, right.
And he had to spend time with Billick, and now he's totally giving him a prostate exam all the time.
What is the deal? That's not what he's there for.
No, he had Billick page right.
I mean, the thing is, from the beginning, he's there to be caustic. He's there to be funny, and he's not doing that. And I don't understand why. I don't know whether there's some you know, suit or executive that's trying to rein him in. You can't rein a guy in if he hasn't gotten out of the stable in the first place.
ESPN has got to want him to be the way he is. Otherwise, why would they hire him?
Well, I just wish, I know you did too, Don. I mean, I thought that was going to be, he was really going to hit a home run. I thought he was going to be fantastic.
For my money, if I'm watching Monday Night Football and it's a blowout, even with my beloved Packers, and they're losing by 25 points, Jesus Christ, Tony Kornheiser better start saying that Andy Reid looks like Mr. Potato Head. He really better, or that knob's going to be tuning to another station.
Yeah, more fat jokes, Tony. Come on. Or at least talk about your own hair. You know, talk about your comb-over like we did the other day.
Talk about that one strand of hair. And, I'm on our fan site now, speaking of sports. I like looking at our fan site when we have a sports segment on.
Right.
Here's what it says. Charlie Casserly interview. Is it me, or did this not go well?
What?
Now, here, the first post says, Don was stumbling a little because this guy was such a bad interview. What say you? Then the next guy writes, I thought it went okay, but I'm a nut job sports fan, so the interview held my interest because of the football stuff. I believe, however, I may have heard the sound of radios being turned off all over the nation. Thanks.
They don't like the sound of dead air. And when Charlie Casserly has trouble hearing us, wow. You know, like he would say on two separate occasions at the very end of a question, he would say, what was that last part? Because there was somebody in the background where Charlie Casserly was that was going, your dinner's ready.
Here's the next one. Don't get me wrong. I'm as big of a sports fan as the next guy. In fact, I work in sports. But I thought that Charlie wasn't giving Don a good interview. Don asked him a great question, and Charlie was busy thumb-banging his ace. Ace.
Wow.
If you listen closely enough, there was a time when Mike helped out Don, and Don gave him that thank you. Usually a sign that a guest doesn't get the show.
Wow.
All this analysis.
Boy, oh boy, we're analyzed like this every minute, aren't we?
Well, I only look like with the sports stuff.
They might like it better if they thought about it more. Are you taking your pulse?
Yeah.
How is it?
Just thinking about it, you know, thinking about being analyzed every minute. Yeah.
And for the guy who thought he heard all
actually
the radios
just joking, so
being
don't worry.
Turned off, hey, I'm dumb. Let me tell you something. You're the target audience for this show. Every guy that's your age, that's into football, which is all of us, even Buzz, we're listening to what he said.
Right.
Thank you.
He's Charlie Casserly.
Right. Thank you. Please leave the driving to us, even on the fan sites. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? I wonder if you could decide a bet between me and my wife.
Of course.
You guys talked about this Negro talk. That's why you prompted me to call.
Oh, yes. We love the Negro talk. That's what we've been doing all day today, Negro talk.
It's Negro food.
On Sunday, when you're watching Fox TV, you know that robot that jumps up and down?
You mean the CGI thing?
Yes, the graphic.
Fox, like, it's like a robot. It's a football player, and he jumps up and down. And
yes, sir.
My wife says that's a black robot, and I told her that it's a white robot. We got a bet right in over this. I just thought maybe
you're both wrong. It's a Samoan robot.
I believe he is Hispanic, Mike.
Rob is indicating that it is a Jewish robot.
It is.
She says that it's definitely black by his mannerism.
No, it's Hasidic.
A Hasidic Jew.
Do you have
robot.
High def? Because if
sorry?
You look, do you have high def?
Oh, does he have? Yes.
He has the ringlets.
The curly crew?
Yeah, he does.
I say it's a white guy. And we got a bet.
Well, you've heard our answer, and we can't come to any consensus here.
Would you get out of here, please?
Which kind of robot is it?
If he turns around, he has a yarmulke on.
Because the whole next thing, if we start talking about the way people look, I'm going to get going on the Amish. Because, my gosh.
They're a gentle people.
That is a tragedy.
They are spectacular people.
And it is amazing. Boy, what a suck-up I am with all this preface. And it is amazing the way they've confronted all of this.
Yes.
But I must admit, I look at them on TV, and it's like going to the zoo. It's like...
You're curious.
It's like, Jesus Christ, look at how they're dressed. Mm-hmm. God damn. And then I wonder things like, well, if they don't like anything that's modern, why does the guy have that big triangle on the back of his
buggy?
That's
not true. That's not true that they don't like anything.
I know it's not, right. But I still...
They actually kind of like, they walk that line a little bit.
I know,
It's always on the... I mean, I worked for them. I'm the only guy here that worked for them. Mm-hmm. I did radio commercials for the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market, and I worked with the Amish and loved these people. They were great. But it really... you know, man, I was so good at it. I used to be really good at it where I could tell you exactly where the line was, and it was fascinating because they would have certain things that they would do. And I think the criteria, there are people that are, you know, just like Orthodox Jewish people, there are people that actually really adhere to, you know, we will not have a telephone or we won't. And then there are other people that it's for the good of the community, they will have technology.
But there'd be no Amish people like with satellite TV at their house, right?
Only if satellite TV was relevant to some business enterprise that benefited the community. But, and that probably wouldn't exist.
They try not to get caught up in the technology. They'll touch on it, but not to live that way.
I know this, is that despite this tragedy, not one of them has called for the electric chair.
Jesus. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
There he is. Okay, that's Rob Spiewak.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, come on. I'll put my name on that one, too. That's
all right, me too. Can't argue with good comedy.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.